The First Walk. Meshuk and his little sister grew bigger every day. At last they had grown so strong that their mother thought it was time to take them out for a walk. So one fine morning she told them to follow her. In front walked the old bear. Behind her came Meshuk and his young sister. Last of all came the older cubs. Mother Bruin showed her children how to find food. She squeezed some bugs in her paws and ate them. Then she caught a butterfly which was flying around her and gave it to Meshuk. How happy the cubs were as they frisked about. The older cubs soon found some bushes covered with raspberries. Then the mother bear saw some young pine trees on the other side of a swamp and went to feast upon the pale green twigs. But the older cubs forgot their young brother and sister and wandered away. When the little ones found that they were alone, they started across the swamp to join their mother. At that moment, the old bear looked up and saw them. With an angry cry, she called to her older son, who was now far off. When he hurried to his mother's side, she gave him a blow on the head. The young cub knew very well why he was being punished. So he went quickly to Meshuk and carried him back across the swamp. Then he went to get his little sister and started back with her. But just before he reached the edge of the swamp, he let his sister fall into the water. At this, his mother became so angry that she gave him another hard blow. Then she herself carried the young cub to the shore. They now went on their way. But after a time, Mother Bruin lay down to rest, while the older cubs walked off, looking for something to eat. "Well, my dears," the old bear asked the little cubs, "is it not nice to go for a walk?"
"Oh, Mother dear, it is so nice, so very nice, that we never want to go back to the den anymore," answered Meshuk and his sister. Just then, Meshuk saw something that surprised him. "Oh, Mother," he cried, "what are those two ugly creatures up there in that tree?"
"What ugly creatures do you mean?" scolded his mother. "Don't you know your own brother and sister? Look how high they have climbed."
"Mother, do let us climb up to them," cried the younger cubs eagerly.
"Climb if you like," said the old bear. The cubs ran toward the tree. From the very first, they found it easy to climb, for their sharp claws helped them to hold on to the bark. But getting down again was not so easy. After this, the happy bears went on with their pleasant walk. All at once, a breeze came up, bringing the smell of something sweet to Meshuk. What could it be? He did not know, but his mother did. It was the smell of honey. Then the whole Bruin family set off to find the honey. They trotted along for about half a mile before they reached an old hollow tree, which was the home of the bees. Mother Bear broke the tree open with her strong paws, and the bear family began to eat the honey. The poor bees tried to drive them away by stinging them, but this did not trouble the mother and the older cubs. Their thick fur protected them, and they went on eating the sweet honey. Meshuk enjoyed the honey, too, until one angry bee stung his tender nose. Then the little cub growled furiously, shook his head, jumped, snorted and spun around like a top. At last, he beat off the bee with his paws. By this time, the sun was high in the sky. The Bruin family grew very warm in the heavy fur, so they hurried back to the cool, shady den.